From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Despite Saturday's call for a ceasefire from the UN Security Council, Syrian airstrikes continue to pummel the rebel-held suburbs of Damascus, known as Eastern Ghouta, where more than 500 have been killed in recent days of clashes. Video uploaded to a social media website purported to show rescuers, so-called white helmets, searching through the rubble of destroyed buildings, seeking survivors. A child has reportedly died and several others suffered breathing difficulties after a suspected chemical attack on the besieged rebel enclave. Paul Donohoe is with the group International Rescue Committee.
I know, speaking to colleagues inside Eastern Ghouta, that they are living in constant fear and they're worried that the next bomb might hit their home and kill their family.
German and French leaders Sunday urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to exert maximum pressure on ally Syria for the immediate implementation of the UN ceasefire. At the Vatican, Pope Francis said Syria was being martyred by the incessant attacks on civilians, calling it inhuman. Turkey, meanwhile, welcomed the UN action but said it will not affect its own offensive in the northwest Afrin region against Kurdish fighters. The Nigerian government confirmed Sunday dozens of schoolgirls were abducted last week in the northeast town of Dapchi by suspected Boko Haram insurgents. Lai Mohammed is the country's information minister.
I think there's no doubt that yes, the girls, you know, the insurgents were actually in Dapchi on Monday evening. And as of today, we cannot account for 110 students.
Boko Haram made headlines with the kidnapping of more than 200 Chibok schoolgirls in 2014. This is VOA News.